Hey guys, and welcome to a new episode of Vader's Castle, live from Mustafar here, the Geek Blend Presents. This is the post-celebration podcast. Couple quick things I want to talk about before I get into celebration. There will be a special episode of Vader's podcast this week. I'll post it on the all my basic places I post the podcast, iTunes, SoundCloud, Podomatic, and I'll also put it on YouTube. I've got a friend of mine who lives up north from where I just moved from that wants to do a podcast with me and discuss the Last Jedi trailer. He messaged me literally like right after it aired and was like, "You please tell me you were at that panel." And I'm like, "Yes, I was." And so he's like, "We got to talk about the Last Jedi trailer. We got to go over it and like get into it." So we're going to do a podcast this week to test it out and see how it goes. And if it does well, I'm going to try to get him on weekly or bi-weekly or monthly, whatever we can do. Then I have another friend that I met down at Celebration that lives out in Colorado. I'm going to talk to him a little bit more, and I think we're going to try to get together and do a podcast as well, or a video, like do like a Google Hangouts or a Skype video and then put it on YouTube, or we'll just do a podcast, not sure. I don't have a webcam at the moment, but I probably will get one for the future, for features like streaming on PC, like if I just do gaming on get some gaming stuff on here, or other, you know, that way I can just shoot videos here in the room too, as with my webcam maybe as well. But I'm gonna take a sip of this beer real quick because it's real yummy. By the way, I do have allergies, and they're kind of been acting up. I mowed the grass tonight, and I kicked something up, and it's been really bothering me. So I apologize if I'm like sniffling and stuff. I'm going to try to do that away from the microphone. Okay, so this is going to be a celebration discussion, like kind of just going to go through my thoughts for celebration and what we did. I might just kind of go through and give you guys a rundown on what we did each day at the panels, which we didn't do a whole lot of panels until the last day. I think I'm just going to get into what happened each day when we were down there. So we got down there really, really late on Thursday morning. We got in there at about 7:30. I wanted to get there about 3 or 4. Didn't happen. We had some car troubles, tire blowout, a couple things. We had to wait for AAA for like 2 hours. So we were way behind. We left a lot later than we wanted to as well. So we got down there. We parked quite a ways away. For some reason, we parked at the North Concord parking lot. And the convention, concourse. There's North, West, East Concourse. Three different buildings at the Orange County Convention Center. This place is massive. I mean, I'm pretty sure they had, from what I've heard from people talking and from what I've seen online, they had WrestleMania down there this year. This place is freaking massive. I believe that the North Concord is the main hall. It looks huge, like an auditorium, like a professional stadium, like an indoor stadium. So that's probably where they had WrestleMania. But this place, the West Concord where we were in, was just massive. So we got in line, got into we were outside until about 10 o'clock. They put us in this little foyer for the main entrance. Well, not the main entrance, but the entrance they were letting people in that day, which was, by the way, a cluster F. I didn't deal with that because we got in, we were in the main floor about 10:15, and it opened at 10 for non-VIP. It opened for everybody at 10. VIP was like 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. So apparently, though, the line was going so slow because they only had three check lines. There was two lines for everybody else, which was bag check and metal detector. Then there was a third line for VIP and medical, and that was bag check and metal detector. So apparently it just got so backed up and was going so slow that around noon they just said F it and let everybody just go through. My friend Sean said metal detectors were going off and they were just letting people go through. They weren't caring anymore because it was taking so long. So we had been on the floor by that time by 2 hours, and it was pretty thin on the floor when we were there for the first couple hours, which was really nice. We got to go through and kind of look at everything from the start of where you come in on the main floor area, like the main floor with all the booths and all everything cool set up. So we got to do that for like the first couple hours with hardly anybody around us, which was great. We didn't do the 40th panel. Like I said, we got there really late. We couldn't get in line. All the bracelets were gone for everything. The only thing that was still available was limited seating for the Ian McDiarmid Tales from the Dark Side panel. And there were still a lot of people in line, and people still hadn't had their wristband yet. And they were about done. So we knew we weren't going to get that. So we walked the floor. It was about 11:30, 11:40. And I didn't know this, but they were streaming the 40th panel up by where they had the Star Wars show stage set up. They had a couple big screens up there. And so about 11:30, 11:40, I just hear this huge roar, massive uproar, people just screaming and shouting. I'm like, what the hell's going on? So I run over to where it is, and Harrison Ford had walked out. I was like, oh my God. I guess I didn't even pay attention earlier when they were doing the same thing when Hayden Christensen came out. But I think I don't know what we were doing, but I don't remember paying attention to it that much. But I was much closer to it at that point. So that's why I heard it, I guess, when that happened. So I went over there and finished watching. Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, and George Lucas were talking. They did a really beautiful... Kathleen Kennedy came out after they went out, after Mark Hamill and Harrison Ford went backstage. Kathleen Kennedy came out and George Lucas talked about Carrie Fisher. They showed a really, really amazing tribute to her. If you guys haven't seen that, go to StarWars.com right now and watch it, or their YouTube channel. It's beautiful. Like, after it was over, like, I looked around. I wasn't the only one who had tears just pouring out of my eyes because it was so touching and so beautiful. And then Billie Lourd, her daughter, came out and talked about her mother and then said her famous line of, General Kenobi, years ago, you served my father in Clone Wars. That whole thing before she said, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope. She went through that whole thing. It was awesome. It was beautiful. And then John Williams was there and did Leia's theme and a couple other, I think one other theme, and then he did the Imperial March. I mean... And that was just amazing. I stood there the whole time, finished watching the 40th panel. Really sad that I didn't get in to see that live. I mean, even though, from what I've been told, even if you stand in line at 6 o'clock the day before, you're still not going to get into the main floor because of medical badges, people, and VIPs. So it sucks. And media, I guess. But, I mean, that's how the dice roll. That's how it goes. Beer time again. So, you know, that's just how it works. Next year, or in 2019, hopefully the channel will be big enough to where you can get media passes and we can go in early and get taken care of like some of these other media people were. I mean, people that were smaller. I mean, I saw some channels over there that were getting in with these bracelet things on that were basically like low-end channels that really cover Star Wars. But, I mean, that do deserve to get in there. Don't get me wrong, because they cover it so well. A couple of people that were standing in line that should have been standing in line were like Alex from Star Wars Explained. I believe Dash Star was there in line. Those guys should have got right in like VIP media. I don't know why they didn't let them go in and cover that stuff immediately, because those guys were doing stuff like going back to their hotel rooms and like uploading videos about reactions and stuff to the trailers and the panels. So they should let those guys in too. I mean, everybody who has a big, like, I mean, he has more followers than Collider, and they got in very... I mean, they got in pretty, they had those bracelets on, and they got in basically before everybody else did in those panels. So he should have got in, and that kind of sucks that, you know, and he's a great, if you never watched Star Wars Explained or Dash Star Wars, you guys go check those channels out. Battlefront Updates was down there, I believe, as well. Some other Star Wars YouTubers were down there. They did a meet and greet on Sunday. I didn't get to go check that out, but, great channels. Another one I'd really, really recommend on YouTube is Star Wars Theory. He just passed 400,000 subscribers. Great channel. Quality stuff. Go check all those guys out. I'd appreciate that. They deserve, you know, as many likes and views as they get. They're just great, great Star Wars channels and great Star Wars content. Excuse me. That beer, I tell you. I haven't had one for a few days. It's kind of nice. Well, actually, it's been since I was down in Orlando and killed four or five pitchers with a couple people the first night we were there. But anyway, let me get back to where I was. Don't know why I started talking about beer. I mean, I know I took a drink, but why did I continue to talk about beer? This is why I go off a script usually now, because I just continue to ramble. I mean, and sometimes it works, but sometimes it doesn't. So we'll see how that worked. Okay, so the first day, we basically got to do 99% of the main floor. Check out all the booths and check everything out. It was really cool, really fun. A lot of cosplay there. The last thing we did that day, that night, Thursday night, we went to the Collider Jedi Council live show. And we were probably, I don't know how deep in line we were, but we were in line. And the line started where the entrance to the door was, wrapped around these railing that you could look down and see the first floor. Wrapped around that, came back around to where we were, and lapped around again. I mean, the line was huge. There was like 600 to 700 people in that room for that panel. And hopefully, if they do that again at Celebration 19, they get a bigger room because they deserve it. That was incredible. They did a great job. After it was over, they stopped and they did like autographs and then talked to people and stuff, and it was great. And even though they needed the room, everybody went out in the lobby and stuff, and they did the same thing there. So those guys are great too. It was a really fun panel to watch. Just really cool to see that live. I had actually seen Christian Harloff and David Griffin coming off the Star Wars show stage about 2 hours before that, and I was stopped. I'm like, oh, hey, Christian Harloff, David Griffin. I'm like, huge fans of Collider Video, Collider Jedi Council, Rebels Recap. You guys are great. They were both really, really nice guys. They really, really appreciated that I watched them. They're like, thanks for watching. You know, we really appreciated it. You could tell they really, really appreciate people, you know, saying that to them, that they love their show. So got a picture with those guys. Really class act guys. So if you guys don't check out Collider Video, go to their page on YouTube. They have great content as well. They do their Collider Jedi Council on, I believe, Wednesdays now. It was Wednesdays. Maybe it's back to Thursdays, but mainly it's Thursdays. So go check Thursday evening-ish, and they have their Jedi Council episode up for the evening, for the week. Okay, so that was our end of our first day. That was a long day because we left on Wednesday morning. We woke about 10 a.m., and I was going to switch out with my friend Brandon that went with me. He was going to drive some of the way, I was going to drive the other way. But we were both so pumped and excited, we couldn't sleep. So both of us were going on, I don't know, by the time we got into the floor, which was 10:15, we'd been up for 24 hours. So by the time it was over, we'd been up for 30-something hours. I mean, we were flipping exhausted. So I think that's the night we went to eat. Or maybe it wasn't. I don't remember if it was or not. No, I think it was the second night we went to eat. Yeah, so I think we went back home. Oh, yeah, okay. So we went back to our room, La Quinta in Orlando, and there was a Puerto Rican restaurant right next door. We went up there, had some food, came back, and crashed hard. Woke up at 2 a.m., showered, got ready, went back to the convention center, got in line at 3 for the last Jedi panel. Did not get into the main room, but we got into the first overflow room. The main room was the galaxy stage, and the second room, which was two levels, like an auditorium, was the galaxy stage. I'm sorry, the celebration stage. So the galaxy stage was the main stage, and then the overflow room was the celebration stage, and it was huge in there. So we got in there. Before it started, Warwick Davis, he was emceeing, like, and doing, like, trivia, going out in the crowd, talking to people. Before they started live streaming the panel, just to keep everybody, you know, going. Such a fun guy. He hosted a lot of the panels this weekend, and he's great. I'm so excited he's continuing to be more part of Star Wars, and they should just give him more and more hosting gigs. So then the last Jedi panel started. Josh Gad, who plays Olaf in Frozen, and who was LePew in Beauty and the Beast. LeFou. I'm sorry, my Disney fans that I know are listening to, my family and friends, please don't smack me next time you see me. It's LeFou. He hosted the panel, and of course he came out. Before anything, they play those videos of him teasing Daisy Ridley on the set of the movie they were shooting together this year, basically telling her, tell me the secrets of The Last Jedi. And it was great, and they played all those, and then he was the host of the panel. And when Daisy came out, it was really funny. He was teasing her and stuff, you know. And he's like, you don't have to answer my questions. You have to answer theirs. And he pointed to the crowd and stuff. Yeah, it was great. The panel was great. Mark Hamill was fantastic. Rian Johnson was perfect. That dude was made to direct Star Wars. You could tell he was so humble with everything everybody was saying. The reception he got when he came out was so thunderous. You could tell he was about to lose, like he was about to cry. He got so emotional. Because he was so overwhelmed and so touched. It was great. I'm so happy he's doing Star Wars. Great guy, perfect guy to do it. They also introduced Kelly Marie Tran, who's going to play a new character called Rose. Basically, is going to be going on an adventure with Finn for the Resistance. And for what I've heard, spoiler alert, rumors are that they're going to be going undercover with the First Order. So I think that's possible. But she's very upbeat, has a lot of energy. She's going to be a great addition to the Star Wars cast as well. So I'm excited to see that. Then we got a lot of behind-the-scenes photos from Rian Johnson, a lot of cool pictures and stuff from the set, pictures of Rey, pictures of Luke. It was awesome. People were cheering, oh, and ah. And then, of course, he's like, oh, it's all over. He's like, are you kidding me? Of course there's a trailer, you know. And it was great. We got to see the trailer. They played it again. We saw it twice. They also, during the panel, like, revealed the Last Jedi teaser poster. We got a copy of that, so that was even cooler. The rest of the day was like a high. It was like the Last Jedi trailer. Like everybody we talked to was like, "What? Oh my God, the Last Jedi trailer." So we talked about that with a lot of people, and it was just, we went around on the floor for the rest of the day, took pictures with the cosplayers because there were more of them that day. And we went back to the hotel, got a shower, went out to Miller's Ale House down on International Drive with some friends, and literally talked about the Last Jedi trailer and the panel for like an hour and a half while we ate. It was just a really, really great time. Eric, if you're listening, man, that was a great time. Hopefully we can get together and do that again soon. But yeah, we had a blast. John, too. So that was that day. We went to bed, and we woke up at, let's see what time we wake up. A little before 2 o'clock, we got to, okay, so then the night before, I was mistaken. Last Jedi panel, we got there at 4. Okay, so this next time, which was going to be Saturday morning, we got up at 2. Got dressed, and we were at the convention center at 3. we were in line for the Rebels panel, Star Wars Rebels. We were probably, they didn't let people camp out inside that on Friday night like they did Wednesday night and Thursday night. So when we got there, the line was pretty decent. We were like, oh my gosh, we got a chance. We're going to get into this freaking thing. And then as we're standing there lining up and we're moving closer, the line next to us while we're outside of medical and VIP starts getting closer to us. We're like, oh my God, our chances of getting this panel are just dropping. I'm just like flies. So we get in, they get us rallied inside. We get all lined up in there. We wait for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And then finally we get our wristbands and we get into the celebration stage, the main stage for Star Wars Rebels panel. So we were so pumped. We got this, there was a gentleman, I can't remember, the DJ that DJed before the panels at Anaheim and last year in London, he was there DJing this year as well and playing all kinds of cool tunes. And they had another guy who was out there like shooting off t-shirt cannons and like going through the audience and giving out prizes. It was great. It was fun. And then we got the Rebels panel. We got to see Filoni, which I can listen to Dave Filoni talk for hours and hours and hours. He's such a Star Wars fan, such an avid Star Wars guy that I could just sit and listen to him talk. Him and Pablo Hidalgo. Like, I really was sad I didn't get to go to their panel on Thursday. But got to see the cast. They talked about everything. Dave Filoni announced that it was the last season of Rebels coming up, season 4. We got a trailer, which was amazing. We watched it again. It was incredible. And then they ended the live stream, and we got to watch the first episode of season 4 for Star Wars Rebels. And it was so awesome, so cool, because they told us, like, okay, you guys can't record or like, take pictures of stuff we're going to show you. So they had lights above the screen flashing out, so people, like, when they took pictures, it would be really, like, out of focus or blurred, or the light above it would take away the shot, which was pretty cool, I guess, because they didn't want people to see that stuff before, because they wanted us to be the only ones to see it. They wanted it to be special for us, and it was. Warwick Davis came out. Also, they announced that he's going to be playing the character Rook from Legends, which was Grand Admiral Thrawn's assassin. I did not read the Thrawn trilogy, but I did read Outbound Flight, which it has been a long time since I read that. So I don't know the character of Rook. Like, I had friends telling me about him. He's like, okay. And my friend Samuel was like, I'm going to tell you about it, but now I just thought about something. I'm not going to tell you, just in case they go with what happened in those books. I don't want to ruin stuff. So thank you, Samuel, for not telling me that stuff, because if it is true, which you never know. You never know. So we'll see if they're going to, like, I know one thing that happens with Rook in Legends, and I think it's too obvious if they keep that, because people will know what's coming, and then there won't be any surprises, really. So, we'll see. But the episode, the first episode of Rebels was great. It was, I'm not going to really get into spoiler stuff because we're not supposed to talk about it. So it comes out in the fall, but it's a really great episode. Just really fun. Like right off the gate, they get you into the action. It's just really awesome. Dave Filoni did say the season's going to be darker. So I expect all or most of the rebels to die. I believe Hera Syndulla, I believe she's going to survive, maybe the only one. I'm not sure. I believe Ahsoka is going to survive. Oh, and that's another big thing about this panel. So Dave Filoni had a shirt on the whole time that said Ahsoka lives with a question mark under it. After the trailer for Rebels, he had changed his t-shirt. It said Ahsoka lives with an exclamation point. He didn't say a word about it. He goes, I don't know what you guys are cheering for. I don't know what's going on. So, of course, he didn't acknowledge his shirt. But, yeah, that means Ahsoka's coming back in some form, I'm guessing, this year or sometime soon. Also, when he announced that the season four was going to be the last season, people were like, oh, no, you know. And then all of a sudden, this guy yells out, what's next? And the guy who voices Zeb, Priceless, gets on the mic and said, that was the shortest mourning period I've ever heard. They already want to know what's next. Forget you guys. We want to know what's next. But no, it was just funny. Filoni's like, that's a great question, but it's for another time. We're going to focus on Rebels now. We'll get into that another time. So I'm sure in the next 6 months or so, we'll find out what's coming next after Rebels, which I'm praying is an Old Republic series. But also, hold on, let's drink a beer. I think I'm going to cut that out. Also, it's either going to be that or it's going to be after episode 6. Let's be Luke Skywalker doing stuff after episode, after Return of the Jedi. Maybe like rebuilding his Jedi Academy and finding out like Leia's pregnant and stuff. I don't know. We'll see. I really hope that Ahsoka is still alive and she gets to meet Luke and tell him about it, you know, his father. I would love to see that. Like, let me tell you about your father and go into how great Anakin was before he turned and how much of a great Jedi he was and how thoughtful and kind he was, that, you know, how Ahsoka remembered him before she saw what he'd become. I don't think that's going to happen, but I really, really pray it does. That would be great. And of course, we also want Old Republic stuff. So I'm hoping before the end of Rebels Season 4, we get some more things made canon from the Old Republic timeline. I know Revan and Bane were going to appear together in an episode in the Mortis arc of Clone Wars, but it didn't happen, but their deleted scene is online. It's not finished, but you can see it. But hopefully he'll get made canon. So after the Rebels panel, that was that Saturday. We only did Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, so we weren't going to be there Sunday, so got the most of it. We did the Del Rey panel. We did the behind the scenes of the Cantina panel with Pablo Hidalgo. And I can't remember the other guy's name, but basically they went through like old photographs of the Cantina and like showed us like all the people who were in the Cantina. Just all kinds of cool stuff from the Mos Eisley Cantina. And great panel. Just great panel. Loved it. And then we did the Marvel Comics panel after that. And they announced the Phasma comic. They talked more about the Darth Vader comic and the Poe Dameron comic and everything that's going on in the Star Wars comic and the Screaming Citadel coming up that's going to intertwine with Dr. Aphra. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff coming there. And they showed us a couple panels from the Darth Vader comic. And, man, I can't wait for this freaking book. I mean, it's going to be right after he gets off the table in episode 3. They're going to go on how he got his red lightsaber, kind of like a... They tease like maybe like a Sith ritual, how that happens. And also he's going to show him hunting down Jedi. So there'll be new Jedi characters written just for the book, you know, because there were thousands of Jedi that we never saw in the prequels. So they could do tons of new Jedi. So I'm hoping that maybe there's a couple in there that we didn't know survived that he might show him taken out or hunting down. I know he doesn't find out about Ahsoka until Rebels, so we won't see her at all in there, maybe, or even a thought of her, because, you know, he didn't know about her until Rebels, so we'll see about what else that goes on with that comic. I'm really, really stoked for that. Can't wait for that. Then basically to finish out the day, we went to the floor and took pictures with people in cosplay for like 2 hours, and just walked around. I bought a couple more things, bought some more pins, and it was really fun. Thursday and Friday, there were quite a few people in cosplay, but Saturday, it was like double or more people in cosplay. And a lot of people there that were like professional cosplayers, so some of that I follow on Instagram that I saw, and I didn't even like, it didn't even like register with me that I follow her or I follow him on Instagram. I needed to get a picture with him. Like, literally didn't register. I was like, oh shit. Like, people like swarmed him. So, you know, really cool people in cosplay. Great, great, great costumes. I have tons of pictures and some video from the floor that I'm editing and getting ready to upload on the YouTube channel soon. So you guys will see all that. And I'm sorry it's taken so long to get that up there. Just been kind of busy this week. We were supposed to be out of town this weekend. My dog got sick, so I didn't go out of town, but my wife did. So I was busy watching my dog for a day because she was acting really weird. So, but she's all better now, doing much better. So that's good. So hopefully the next week or two, we'll get some more stuff uploaded. But all in all, Celebration was great. Had a blast. Can't wait to do it again. Can't believe that was my first Star Wars Celebration. I can't believe that was the first one I've been to. And I think Celebration 2 or 3 was in Indianapolis. And I'm like, how did I not go to this? I mean, I remember seeing about it on TV or online at StarWars.com. And that was back when my back was out pretty bad before I had surgery. So I don't think I could go to it at the time. I don't remember. But I'm really pumped for the next one in 2019. But I'm really hoping they don't announce it until next year so I can save some money up and get VIP freaking tickets. So, but my wife and my family pointed out, well, if people have medical badges, you know, your back's really bad. You could just take your freaking x-rays and be like, I need a medical badge. I mean, they would give you one in a heartbeat. But, you know, a lot of people deserve those over me. So, but we'll see. I really would like to get some, I really like this channel to be really, or my YouTube channel going and the podcast really getting going a lot more in the next year and a half, 2 years. So we can get some media badges. That would be great. So we can get in there and cover these panels for you guys and really, really cover this stuff. Also, I want to tease something for you guys real quick. I met some really amazing people at Celebration and made some really great friends. And that was one of the best parts of my trip, I think. And one of the guys that I met is, we're going to be doing something different. I'm going to call it a show. Putting together a show with music, props, costumes, like sets and all that stuff. That's going to be called The Road to Celebration 2019, basically, something like that. We're going to do all kinds of cool stuff. I don't live near him, so I'll be like doing Skypes or audio recordings for him to dub over with, you know, a character that they're going to use. But we're going to it's going to be on the Geek Blend channel. So once I have a couple teasers for that, I'll upload it. But guys, there's some really cool stuff coming with this thing. What he has planned and what he wants to do with his channel, it's really cool. And hopefully within the next year or so, when we're doing it, I can get out to where he lives, fly out there and see him and get some stuff done live as well. That'd be great. But there is some cool stuff coming, guys. I just wanted to let you know. I know I had told you when I moved down here to my new area that we were going to be a lot more stuff going on. I probably had double the YouTube videos posted in the last week than I have in the last like 3 months. And the gentleman that is going to be helping me with the videos and podcasts down here, Jason, his schedule is getting ready to die down a little bit for the season. So we're going to do some stuff. And I believe our first movie review we're going to be doing together on the channel is going to be for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. So keep an eye out for that on the channel. And I might even put that in podcast form and put that on the podcast feed. So I appreciate you guys listening. I always appreciate you guys doing that and subscribing and to my YouTube channel or downloading the podcast on the different platforms that we have it posted on. I think I might end it there for Vader's Castle this week, since that was just, I just wanted to do basically a celebration wrap up and kind of shoot the shit with you guys and tell you what happened on my trip. But got a few things down there. Got a couple Vader figures I've been looking for a little while that was like half the price of eBay cost, which was great. I got a really beautiful new era fitted Darth Vader cap, that Superhero Stuff booth down there. Superherostuff.com is a great website, by the way, you guys want to check out if you're like superhero, like Star Wars, DC, Marvel, I mean, Star Trek, all that stuff. I mean, you can get merchandise, all kinds of merchandise, hats, shirts, coats, bags, socks, wallets, keychains, everything on there that you want to get, you can get it. Go check out superherostuff.com. I bought numerous stuff from them in the past, and all the stuff is quality and washed numerous times. So the t-shirts, and they still look like they're brand new. I mean, just great stuff. I don't think I got anything else. Oh, I got a t-shirt down there, a really cool Darth Vader t-shirt, one of the Mark Echo designs that he did for his line, Cut and Sew. A beautiful t-shirt. I got the lanyard that looks like the metal that Chewie, or that Han and Luke got at the end of A New Hope that Chewie should have got. That's why I was going to say that. I think that's all I got. A couple pins. I got like a 40th anniversary pin, a Darth Vader pin, and a Princess Leia pin, and a couple other pins. And I get some swag pins from people who are passing out swag, which, by the way, next time we're going to be passing out tons of swag. We'll have pins and all kinds of stuff we're going to do. So that'll be coming up for the YouTube channel and then the Road to Celebration stuff too. Hopefully we'll be doing that stuff. I'd like to do that at least. I'm sure Sam would be okay with that. I'm pretty sure that's all I wanted to discuss. I think I got through everything we did all those days, and it was just a blast. I mean, met great people, saw great cosplay, saw tons of amazingly cool Star Wars stuff, saw great panels. Just so much fun. Can't believe it's over. It's like literally, it's like in a celebration depression because it's over and I have to be adulting again. I mean, that was so much fun. Can't wait to do it again. If you guys get the chance to go to Celebration 2019, I highly recommend it. I know people are saying that it might be in Europe or overseas, but with 2019 being the year Star Wars Land will be opening in Disney World and Disneyland, I'm guessing they're going to do it either in Orlando again, or they're going to put it in Anaheim again to coincide with it. Because that, I mean, that's right there. you could be like, okay, if you get Star Wars Celebration tickets, you get discounted Star Wars or Disney tickets or blah, blah, blah. They could make a crap ton of money with doing it like a cross promotion with that. And I think it would just be in their best interest to do that. Or maybe they wanted you to go to Celebration and focus on that and then go do that later. So I don't know. We'll see. If it's overseas, I don't know if I'll get to go. Depends on how it goes with the channel and how well we do and how popular the Road to Celebration stuff and the other stuff we're going to be doing is going to be. It'll all determine that. Also, and it'll determine how long they wait to sell tickets, because I can't buy tickets if they just go on sale the next few months because I got to save again. I mean, and a lot of people did that. A lot of people saved saved their vacation days for that. So don't screw them over, Lucasfilm, Disney. Just let people save up for another year before you announce where it is and when the tickets. You can announce where it is, but don't put tickets on sale until like a year before. So please, that would be great. We all need to save some money for this trip. I mean, because next time I'm flying and I'm taking Ubers everywhere, not going to be driving anymore. So, but anyway, I believe that's going to be the end of Vader's Castle. For this week. Today is Sunday, April 23rd. You guys probably listening to this on the 24th of Monday. Hope you guys have a great week. Enjoy yourselves. Have fun. Kick back. And may the force be with you always.